Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from the Sack Punch, the good old Sacramento punchline in Sacramento, California. That pause at the beginning was because I decided the chairs were all too far out. And that, so the people sitting on the sides get really boned on the viewpoint if we're not sitting as far back as we can. So let us know if it's a problem. We could reseat you. You're all right. Well, wait till somebody's ass is sitting right there next to your face. You guys are only going to be able to see me. You're not going to be able to see any of the other people, but that's cool, right? Yeah, all right. Oh, boy. What a beautiful day it is today. Saturday, November 12, 2016. The world has not ended. So let me see some name tags. I knew you guys would make the effort. Sacramento's always a great name tag town. I've seen that Dan in real life thing before, right? Not that you can't bring one again.
Not from me.
Not from you? Okay. But it's my head on a pancake. Oh, that's... What?
That's weed.
That's weed? My head is on some weed? This is all smooth. I thought it was a pancake because the Dan in real life poster, he's got his head on a pancake.
My brother wouldn't print pancakes.
But Doug in real life, if I made that movie, my head would be on just a bunch of stray weed. It's just clumps of weed. What? Oh, no, somebody's trying to show me an Amy Adams poster. I don't appreciate that. At the scene of the crime, that is not cool. He had it hidden behind his Inglorious Bastards. I like Kate People has a, is that like a little cat bell on there? That's a good way to get attention. I like that. What's that one that looks like a record?
Cade Pyre Records.
What?
Cade Pyre.
Cade? Your name's Cade?
My mom was a hippie. Don't
Your mom was a hippie, okay. You don't have to make excuses for your fucked up name, Cade.
I do.
So you went with Cade Pyre Records? All right. I might be able to think of a better one than that. Marla on Flux?
Maria on Flux.
Maria on Flux. All right. And the sword up front, I'm fascinated by that. It says seven.
Cameron.
Camerai. All right. I thought they weren't allowing weapons in the club, but that's cool. Thank you to everybody for making name tags, and good luck to all of you. I feel like I know at least what I brought was pretty good. This is going to be a good prize bag. Doug plugs. Doug Loves Movies is back at UCB Los Angeles Franklin location this Tuesday, November 15th at 9:30 p.m. Helium, It's a Gas, Portland, Oregon, Saturday, November 19th at 4:20. I feel bad that people are out protesting a lot in Portland, so I feel bad telling them to stop protesting and come to my show. So just follow your heart. San Diego, November 23. New York City, a lot of protesting going on there as well. I'm there November 27th, so it's up to you if you want to come out to a show instead of, San Antonio, December 3rd. Austin, Fort Lauderdale, Irvine are all in December. And I will be back here on this very stage at the Sacramento Punchline doing my annual holiday taint stand-up show on Thursday, December 29th. Yeah. So I hope to see you guys here for that. DougLovesMovies.com for all of my tour info. DougLovesMovies.com. Let's look in the prize bag. We got the penultimate, next to last, Ash vs. Evil Dead, chainsaw finger thingy from that popular TV program, Sunday Nights on Stars. All of my stuff I brought in one of these beautiful Doug Loves gift bags. That was made for me by someone in Boston. They gave me like three or four of them all at once there in Boston. And I'm using them as gift bags because it's just too cute. Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. Looks like an extra big one. And from Peacemaker, one of their little green rubber Peacemaker pipe in case you like forgot to bring something tonight. Because we're going to have a little bonfire after the show. Gotta love the How About Arden Mall. They've added some stuff. They've redone the Century Movie Theaters. When is that supposed to open, do you know? Not soon enough. Not soon enough, right? Sorry, UA Theaters at Arden Fair Mall. You suck. I saw Concussion there last December when I was here, and exactly, I'm telling you the truth. It's not a very good. So I'm glad they updated the old, those weird huts that they used to have. The Century Theaters used to be weird, Quonset hut, roundish. They look like boobs, yeah. But weren't there three of them? It was Total Recall boobs. But they also took those big huts and like sawed them in half to make it more of a multiplex. So like the shapes of the theaters were very strange. Like you're just kind of like, hey, the movie's over that way. And I think because I saw Transformers, the one where T.J. Miller dies, spoiler alert. I saw that one there and I walked out right after T.J. died. Yeah, nobody batted an eye. No one was like, are you sure you don't want to watch the rest of Transformers 4? Transformers. What were we talking about? Why did I get into that? Oh, this mall. So now they're they're sprucing it up and they have a new sign and it says still says How About Arden on it, but they're also trying to get the really hip cool HBA going, which just sounds like a sexually transmitted disease. Hey, you want to go to HBA? No, I don't want to get HBA. Hanging out over at HBA. But good for them, you know. This neighborhood could use some nice stuff. Speaking of nice stuff, all of my guests brought really nice stuff for the prize bag, so let's get them out here. Please give a big, warm Sacramento welcome to Carlos Rodriguez, Dustin Bushnell, and Trey Gallion. Come on up, fellas. Take a seat. Yes, just go back as far as you can. That's good enough. That's good, Carlos. Good job.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Just want to make sure that people on the sides can see okay.
Oh, because of his hat.
All right.
Damn. Hey, what's up, Doug?
Not much. Let's meet our guests individually. Starting with the first timer on the stage, it's Dustin Duddy Bushnell, everybody.
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
From the super popular and fun band, the Dirty Heads. Yeah, Dirty Heads are in town playing the Ace of Spades tonight. Is that a good venue? Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to go check it out if if the Ace of Diamonds down the street is sold out, I'm going to go check out the Ace of Spades. Why do you think it's called that, the Ace of Spades? Do you have any theories? Have you played there before?
I have played there before.
Why do you think it's called that?
I have no idea.
Did it used to be a gambling place or something? Or?
Could be.
They're big Motorhead fans,
big
man.
Big Motorhead fans, Lemmy. Did you ever meet Lemmy, Duddy?
I ran into him a few times at the bar at the Rainbow Room.
Yeah.
But, you know, at that time we were both pretty wasted, so I don't, you know, it was more just like, hey, how are you? Cool, bye, kind of thing.
Yeah?
But yeah.
But you did get to talk to him?
A little bit, not much.
Did you shake his hand?
I did.
Biggest hand I ever shook.
Yeah.
Big fucking hands on that guy.
Really?
Yeah, it's like his whole, it's like, I'm like, hey, what's going on? And he puts out his hand, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know you had a catcher's mitt behind your back. I would have
Like you thought it was
said,
a joke, one of those joke
catch.
Hands?
Yeah.
And just, yeah, it was trying
a,
to prank
It was
me,
a
dude.
Foam finger.
Yeah.
No, but it was, yeah, he had a very, I met him in an elevator at a music festival, and, you know, he has, we just said hi and shook hands, and I didn't, you know.
That's how he could rip on the bass, man.
But gigantic hands, really rough, too, like rough man hands that were giant. My hand got cucked by his hand. But that's what everybody calls you, is Duddy, right, Dustin?
Yes, that is what they call me.
Yeah, so I'm going to call you that.
All right, I like it.
You know, that's what they call you. I'm part of they. I'm part of the whole they thing.
You can call me whatever you want.
And this is the last night of your tour.
The last night. Going home tomorrow.
Are you missing soundcheck to do this?
No, I did that before I came.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Fucking
that's
pro.
That's fucking professional shit right there. Have you got
anyone coming to the show tonight? Anyone coming?
Who's coming
all
to the
right.
show? Anybody?
Sweet.
Wow, you are killing it, man.
Cool.
Well, that show, in this audience's defense, that show is sold out, and this audience is a bunch of nerds that don't go to cool shows. You know, if you put together a thing where they can make a sign and bring it to the show, possibly win some shit, then we'd have the same audience. The audience you have is lucky to remember to bring their tickets.
A lot of them forget. You'd
right?
be surprised.
Yeah. But that's the great thing about now you can just have it on your phone or whatever. You know?
I suppose. I don't know.
You don't
know.
Like
I
that?
I don't buy tickets.
Jeez.
Yeah. You fucking elite.
Fucking big timer up here.
Elitist,
what the shit,
elitist
dud?
Bastard.
What's a line? You guys wait in line? Yeah. That is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, some of us pay to get into music shows.
Not me. I sneak in.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's Carlos Rodriguez, everybody.
Sneaking.
Second time on the show. That porn the first time, that made me love him forever. When he made that noise. last December. It's been 11 months since we've seen you, Carlos. How's it going?
It goes well. It goes smooth.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like you've been hanging out too much with... you keep going. I'll think of it.
Okay.
Pablo Francisco.
Okay.
He said, "What's up, buddy? Hey, buddy, how you doing?"
So it's going well. It's going smooth. And what's up, Sacramento? How you guys doing?
Look good, feel good.
Yeah, ready to win stuff.
All right, you feel it's. Did you win the first time you were on?
No, I lost just by a little bit because Jeff
Tate, that son of a bitch.
He fucking murdered it with this Wayne's World shit.
Fuck,
dude. He knew the director. He knew the director's son. He knew the script writer. He knew every. I was like, what the fuck? Are you in fucking Wayne's World?
The director's son is the only odd one about that. It's not that weird to know who directed and wrote a movie.
No, but like, who directed Wayne's World?
That was.
Exactly.
Amy Heckerling.
Really? What? Did he? Person knew it.
Wayne's World 2 was Penelope Spheeris, I know that. Anyway. Thanks for being back, Carlos. And let's say hello to the guy who's been on the show the most. He's probably never won.
Never.
The prizes for the people. It's Trey Gallion, everybody.
Hey.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's nice. Very nice. Sacramento.
First time in Sacramento.
Yeah, he's never been to Sac, you guys.
What?
Yeah.
But I did know it was the capital of California from watching Eight is Enough.
None of them know what Eight is Enough is.
Right, Eight is Enough.
I just aged the shit out of myself. I got a thumbs up in the front row. What's up, The Flash?
There was also like a Black Panthers movie took place here probably.
Not concerned with that. Just Eight is Enough.
Okay. Also, another thing that gives it away is the mural you're sitting right in front of.
Right.
Whenever you see a Capitol building depicted, usually you're in the Capitol.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes total sense.
Look at that.
It is. It's right there. Big as shit.
Now I know what tattoo I want.
Trey, you're in town doing a California swing. You got some stuff going on in California?
Yeah, heading down to L.A. after this, and I'm going to do some shows down there.
And you're going to see the Dirty Heads tonight at the Ace
I'm totally
Spades,
going
right?
to do that. See what's up with this fucking Ace of Spades place. Oh, yeah. It'll just be me and Doug in the crowd.
Yeah, sold out. I bought all the tickets.
It's a big prank we're pulling on you. Don't tell the other guys. Don't fucking ruin it.
Just do your regular show for me and Trey. Hope you don't mind. We're going to sit down on the ground. Because this is a standing room only venue, and that is bullshit.
And we're just going to yell out requests the whole time. It'll be fun. No, you guys will have fun.
I would actually enjoy the hell out of that.
This is actually the final show of this tour, right?
Final show, going home tomorrow.
So that's exciting.
Very exciting.
Back home to Fullerton? Huntington?
No, Huntington Beach.
Sorry.
How dare you? Right? Come on.
Huntington, Fullerton, I'm sorry.
And he's from California.
Oh, I am, yeah. I totally live it. Now that it's legal, I'm going to try weed.
Congratulations, you guys.
Duddy, what do you got for the prize bag, my friend?
I just got some Dirty Heads.
Some Dirty Heads stuff.
I got like a signed poster, a hoodie, some stickers, things like that. Yeah.
Is the name Dirty Heads, that's basically just a nod to people who don't wash their hair?
You know, me and Jared, we grew up together, and our older brothers were friends, and it was kind of just, we were the little Groms.
That's always, what they called you guys?
They called you little dirty heads, get the fuck out of here. We were always, you know, trying to steal their beers when they were having parties and stuff, the younger brothers.
I like that better than, I wouldn't want to go see a band called Rugrats.
No.
So I'm glad they called you dirty heads. But also, I'm old enough to remember 8-track tape players, and you had to clean your heads. On those?
Yes, yes. If you actually
you
look
want to have
heads,
dirty heads, so that's
will,
also another
find that.
Musical reference in your name.
There you go.
There you go.
Came full circle.
figuring shit out.
Yeah, pass that stuff down here to me, please.
Ooh.
If that's not too difficult.
That is not the first time you have told me to
pass
you something.
Trey, tell us about what you brought.
I got... Oh, here.
Thank you.
There's that. I got a copy of my CD, The Moronic. With the and the CD looks, it's an unrolled joint on the CD. And then there's a picture of me at the Statue of Liberty, and there's the story of me getting caught with weed at the Statue of Liberty on here. And that photo was taken that particular day. So there's that. Oh, and I brought 10 of these with me, and so I'll have them after the show. No reasonable offer refused is how we're going to do this.
I hope you guys have pennies on you.
No.
Yeah,
don't
give
throw
him pennies.
A nickel down or some shit. Like, I'm going to be living off this for the next little bit, so just keep that in mind. Was that... I just pulled up my dad on that. Guilt tripped the shit out of everybody. Enjoy.
I think you undersold this, Duddy. This hoodie's really nice.
Yeah.
It's like I really... just brought some dirty head shit.
Hey, man.
Yeah,
only the best
really
for you
nice,
guys. Only the best.
It's a nice color. It's a nice size. Seems like it'll work for most of us.
Yeah. Super soft.
You know, it super doesn't soft. Happen often, but this is another gift from the bag I'm going to keep.
Yeah, I might have to raid the merch van.
Well, it's just going to be you guys, so.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Pass your shit down here.
I got a Bill Hicks DVD, too.
Oh, okay. Oh,
wow. And wait, this last thing. No, it's a barf bag. I usually bring my shit in barf bags because I collect them. But this, my teacher teaches second grade, my sister, in other words, and one of her kids made this. So I brought that for you guys.
What is it, a fucking minion?
It's a bee that's made out of a rock.
Oh, looks like a minion.
No, it's not a minion.
That is adorable.
It's got little googly eyes on it, too. It's fun. It got a lot of heart.
Right.
Let's go right on.
Thanks for bringing that minion bee.
Quit, don't. All right.
Good job, little kid. Does the kid listen to this podcast?
Yeah.
Fucking shut it off, you little bitch.
Oh! Damn. That was Doug. That was not Trey, by the way, sis. That wasn't.
We're about to skip this B-rock in a minute.
I just, you know, we're allowed to be politically incorrect now, so I'm just really having fun with it.
Oh, I'm going to say retard about 50 times today. I'll feel a little bad about it later, but I'm totally going to.
No, you won't. You will not feel bad about it.
Yeah, you're right. I may throw in a faggot or two. We'll see. Oh, too much Sacramento? I forgot. You guys are the capital. Very liberal in the capital. Yeah, I have no idea either.
Carlos, what do you got for the bag?
I got, here, I...
This is pretty... I'm glad we built up to this, because this isn't just some stupid hoodie.
I got a nice bottle of water for... No, fuck it. Yeah. No, I was walking out the house, and I decided to... there was this thing. We're moving, so... I had a Super Nintendo. Yeah. But this is it. It's only a Super Nintendo. There's no cords.
No joysticks. No.
This is strange.
Sneaky Mexican.
Craigslist that shit. But then I got there's stuff in it too. But I got here a game, Super Mario World.
Oh, okay.
Another game is Sim City. Another game is Bill Laimbeer's Combat Basketball.
Oh, nice. Dude, that one alone.
Legend of Zelda.
Classic.
So that's the prize bag. It's got all the cords and stuff in there.
Yeah, it's got everything.
I was fucking with you guys.
And it's in a bag that has the Capitol building on it.
Yeah, the Capitol building.
So.
The Trader Joe's bag.
Really coming together.
You can put all kinds of stuff in there. Because now they charge us, what, 10 cents a bag now? Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yes, it is ridiculous.
Just today, a girl said to me at Walgreens, "Do you want a bag for this?" I'm like, "Give me two of those fuckers." I am flush. And now I'm sad that I don't have those two dimes anymore because I want to buy Trey's CD.
I went into Walgreens, slapped down a quarter, and was like, keep the change, bitch. That was not as good as yours.
I was just kidding around when I said the word bitch. You sounded a little like you meant it.
Why do people always think that I mean it?
Was the kid that made that thing a boy or a girl?
Oh, it was a girl.
Oh, I feel really bad now.
Good.
I call like a little boy a bitch, but a girl, that's not right.
No, it's totally a little girl. The boy made the frog and he wouldn't give it up. I mean, respect, you know. It was a cool frog, that's why I wanted it.
Frogs are tight. Frogs are tight.
No, the girl was like, you can have the bee. Thanks, girl.
All right, don't forget that at any time, if you want everybody to be quiet, the safe word is Donnie. And let's just go down the line, starting with Duddy. What was the last movie you saw? Have you seen any movies out on the... Do you watch stuff in the tour bus or whatnot?
Yeah, a lot of horror films this tour. Because we were
touring, a lot of it was in October.
October, yeah. And I did go to the movies, and I saw the new Blair Witch.
You did?
Yes.
So you'll see any horror movie?
I fucking, yeah. Pretty much, yeah. I love horror films.
You just like that shit.
I love that shit.
Do you hate some of them, or do you pretty much always like it if it's a horror movie?
Oh, no, I hate a lot of them.
Okay, good.
But
you
I'll
have
watch
taste.
Them. But... I actually really like The Blair Witch, but there I saw it. Surprisingly, it was the only people in the theater, surprisingly, for The Blair Witch 2. Has anyone seen it?
Did Doug buy that theater out too?
Oh, that part where it was so claustrophobic. I was standing up in the theater, like, doing this type of shit, just because it was such a claustrophobic fucking movie that I had to make sure that I could still do this while I was watching
it.
It's
nice to be able to just, you know, enjoy your space.
You should see it.
Yeah, that sounds intense, man.
Yeah, I kept standing up when I was watching Gravity by myself because my pants were around my ankles and it seemed better to stand. And nothing gets me hornier than Sandy B in space. I won't see a rival because Amy Adams in space. I wouldn't be able to handle it. Would not be able to handle it. That's a nice picture of her. I'm going to throw a donut at it later.
That's like a fun.
I'll still every once in a while get a message from somebody. What's your beef with Amy Adams?
Oh, man.
It's like, I know, I've always liked her.
Fuck Trey, that bitch.
Trey, what was... Stop saying that! Donnie.
Yeah.
What was the last movie you saw?
Oh, I saw Who Took Johnny... Yeah, a few people. It's a documentary
about a kid that got taken.
Yeah, about the first kid on the milk carton.
Oh, yeah. First ever milk carton kid.
Yeah,
and that story doesn't end well, does
it? Not at all.
And they're like, but let's try it again, you know. This next time, let's not put it on expired bottles.
Yeah, it's fucking. I mean, there's a lot of layers to that shit.
I meant cartons. They weren't on bottles.
No, yeah, it was straight cartons.
Cartons.
Etched into glass, but no.
But is it an absorbing documentary?
Yeah, man. I mean, it'll twist your head a little bit, and it'll get you going down a rabbit hole. But yeah, man, there's some sick, twisted, rich, powerful people in this country that like little kids. And there's people that'll provide them for them, so...
God, it just makes you feel bad for the poor people who like little kids.
Yeah.
So... Carlos, what about you?
Oh, you guys don't want to talk about that one? Come on.
That was all I needed to know to probably never watch that movie. I don't know if I... It sounds profoundly depressing, but maybe I'll check it out sometime.
It's good. It's good, though. It's good. It won't get you totally sad. It's not like that Romanian runaway documentary. But
But it's
what's that?
I want to know your playlist. This sounds amazing.
What the fuck are you watching,
dude? That was one that Matt Bearden got us with in Austin, with the like after the bar closed, like, hey, come over to my house and watch a movie, and then throw that one on and bum everybody out, and then like 4 o'clock in the morning, he's like, all right, see you guys later, and send us out the door all sad.
You don't remember what it's called?
I don't. I'd have to ask him. But okay. Yeah, it was about Romanian runaways that live in the subways over there.
Why don't you text him?
Right now?
Yeah.
All right.
Because I'm going to talk to Carlos for a second.
All right.
All right. Well, what was the last movie you saw?
I went to the theater and I saw two movies. I saw Hacksaw Ridge.
Really?
Yeah.
I hear it's very violent, but somewhat compelling.
Yeah, it's okay. Like, the last hour is cool. You know, because it's got violence, and it's like kind of like the... It's not Braveheart-ish, but it's got like that, you know, kind of feel to it a little bit. Because it's Mel Gibson directed it. You guys
yeah.
know that?
Yeah, Mel Gibson.
Yeah, Mel Gibson directed
got
it.
Got some fans.
He makes good movies. Yeah. Hey, Mel Gibson, he makes...
There's nothing... When you're in your trailer making meth, there's nothing better to have on than...
He made Apocalypto. He put Mexicans on the map. I'm down weapons. With Mel Gibson.
Gallipoli's fun to watch when you're...
And then, but it was okay. And then I did the love story. I didn't need the love story. But the Doctor Strange that I seen after that was dope. I went and seen Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange, people seem to like it a lot. I saw a list in Rolling Stone magazine, I think, did a list of Marvel movies, and they made it number 2, even though it's the most recent. Number 2 after Guardians of the Galaxy, which I agree is the best one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I got to think, yeah. Gotta go along with that. I haven't seen any movies in the last few days. My flights have been too short, and I've had too much to do. But I can't complain about that. So let's. I do love movies, dude. What's something that you love? Movies.
Good answer.
I like it. We're finding some common threads between all the people in this room. What was the last movie you saw? A Shirley Temple movie?
The fuck?
All right, whatever. What
kind of shit is that? It was a non-Hong Kong
movie. This whole Trump thing's depressing. I'm gonna watch a Shirley Temple movie. On the good ship, lollipop.
Can't even order one being in place.
It's a strange trip to the candy shop in a van you'll play. Till they put you on a milk carton. All right. Nothing happened to Shirley Temple. Relax. She was kidnapped 3 times in her life, though.
Set free every time, though.
Yeah, she always got away.
Yeah.
This is the part of the show where I say, let the games begin. People brought wonderful name tags. The name tags were always good here. You can always count on good, the greatest name tags, the best name tags you'll ever see. So everybody go ahead and hold those up. Be careful with that sword. And gentlemen, pick out whoever you'd like to play for by going. There's a giant joint over there. Is that what that is?
Yeah, it totally is. I was like, do they have something that's going
to be? So just go pick the name tag you want to play for, grab it, and bring it back to your seat. And okay. While you guys do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, today's episode is brought to you in part by the nerds over at Loot Crate. On a quest for epic gear, housewares, and collectibles, Loot Crate offers an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. If you're more of a fanatical fashionista, then Loot Wear, our monthly wearables and accessory subscription, will fill your closet with cult classics and your favorite franchises. And if you want to get fancy, get a bigger box with even bigger loot with Loot Crate DX. Ready your wands, pre-measure your positions, and get ready for November's enchanting theme, magical. We've cast a powerful ancient spell to deliver you this 100% exclusive crate featuring bewitching items from Doctor Strange, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, Big Trouble in Little China, and more. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. Make sure to head to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug, D-O-U-G, to save $3 off any new subscription today. Back to the show.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
We're back! Yay! Who are you playing for, Duddy? Good job, everybody. Duddy?
What's up?
Who are you playing for? On behalf of?
Super High Sandra.
And she made a, I would imagine, is a former megaphone.
Yep.
She turned it into a giant joint.
Looks like it.
Yeah.
She did a great job.
It's really neat. It's like, I like the way the end, she put some...
She put some glow sticks
She bedazzled
it.
The end of it, so
she
it looks
even
like
put
it's
a little filter
on fire.
Nice.
It's got a filter
which
in the little end.
Means she cares.
Oh, and there is
a little glow stick.
Look at that.
Yeah. You did good, Sandra.
Yeah, good
you
job,
did good. Sandra.
Good job, Sandra.
Next step is to fill it with actual weed. Next time.
Well, we have enough.
Now you guys are the... You both just picked a pink box of donuts. But there's a name tag attached, at least.
I mean,
so,
I picked first.
So what's yours, Trey?
That's my defense. Sarah Wars episode donuts. And that is... There's, I want to bust
oh,
it open.
Look at how greasy the bottom of that.
I know. And it's heavy, too.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of donuts in there.
There's some old fashions in there, some chocolate ice, some sprinkles.
All right, describing them isn't that much more interesting than throwing them, so...
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to have one?
Yeah, I'm totally going to have
all
one.
All right, so take the one you want out.
Yeah, all right.
There you go. Now just put the rest on the floor, yeah. And we'll throw them at the end if there's time. Yeah. Time permitting. Good job. Carlos?
I got a pink box too.
You got Crowbar the Barbarian?
Yeah.
There's a person here named Crowbar? That's your nickname?
Your nickname
Crowbar?
Is Crowbar?
What? Did someone
that is
someone
a good
use
name.
You to open up a trunk or something?
It's my
hometown. Do you repo cars for a living? No? That's my guess.
Crowbar.
All right, and he brought him another box of donuts.
Cool.
Yeah,
look at that.
Chock full of donuts.
Yeah, them
mine are better.
Yours are, because he has sprinkles. You're fucking up, Crowbar.
But there's 17.
Oh, there's 17? Never 17 mind.
17 donuts
that.
In there?
I didn't count mine.
Duddy, do you want a donut?
No, I'm good, thanks.
All right. I just didn't want you to be left out because these guys are just chowing down on donuts.
It's very nice of you, though.
You got a show later.
Like
all.
It's nobody's biz.
Hey, can I get a just a soda water on
ice?
Yeah,
you know, I didn't eat lunch. I'm going fries.
Oh, there you go.
Let me get a dip.
I didn't know they were just open for baby.
Oh, yeah, that's... Trey, how long have you been a comic? If somebody has something in the front row at the table, you get any of it that you want.
Those are the rules.
I had no idea, man. I've been in comedy a long time.
The flash shares.
That's the bond
shares
that the audience has with the performers. It's front row food.
I'm fine. I'm happy with my choice.
But yeah, I'm drinking just a straight up soda water because I'm still in my sober month. Thank you so much, sir.
Boring.
Let's hear it for all the staff here at the Punchline.
Yeah,
if I just drink straight up soda water, I convince myself I'm having a cocktail. It's fizzy and delicious. I don't normally taste the vodka anyway. That's how smooth and good Tito's vodka is.
I've seen you pour an entire glass of just vodka. No ice, nothing. And just take it down. Do you remember that night?
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
One of those blackout nights there, Doug?
Yeah, where were we?
I don't remember.
Like Maryland?
Maryland?
Was it Maryland?
I think so.
Silver Springs, Maryland?
Yeah, and you guys just randomly showed up.
Yeah.
Oh,
remember
yeah,
that?
No, I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
In the bus.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay. I remember shit, though. I'm good at that.
That escalated quickly.
Mm-hmm. That was a fun night.
The first game we're going to play today is called Jason and Deb's IMDb game. I'll start naming movies from somebody's top four.
Yep.
Projects, sometimes not movies. Top four on IMDb. Buzz in with your own name when you think you have the right answer. Negative point if you are wrong. Bonus points for the additional names if you are right. You okay, Trey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not even sure how this works right now.
Well, I'm happy to continue to explain some more. You know how on IMDb you've gone to that site sometimes for movie info? Let's say it's Nicole Kidman, it'll say most known for. And the first thing will be like, fucking Tom Cruise. And then the second thing. No, it'll list four movies, and sometimes a TV show or something, but usually movies. And so the idea is once I start saying them, as soon as you put together what actor you think it is, just say Duddy and then jump in with your guess.
I gotcha.
Yeah. You just don't want to go in too early because, you know, the first movie is going to have more than one person in it usually. So you can't know for sure which one it is.
Usually.
This is occasional, like March of the Penguins is probably just Morgan Freeman. I don't think we know any of the Penguins by name. Okay. Here we go. The first title in this person's top four on IMDb is Phone Booth. Which does not have a huge cast. But Phone Booth. Ooh, it's 519, which means it's almost 520. Boy, 420 somewhere.
Okay. Buzz in?
If you want.
I'll just go with Colin Farrell.
You're buzzing in?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm
say buzzing. Carlos.
Carlos. I'm an alcoholic. I got 34 days. No. Yeah, I'm blazing.
For Phone Booth, you're buzzing in and saying Colin Farrell?
Yeah. Bold.
That's correct.
I could have sworn he said, don't say it after the first name.
But I think he figured out Phone Booth is like, there's other people in it, but it's mostly just Colin Farrell in a phone booth. All right, so you get to name three more movies that you think Colin Farrell gets in his best known for.
I'm going to say Minority Report, The Recruit, and what's that other? I'm just going to say some random stupid one, because that's usually what happens. What's it? What's that Tom Hanks one with the Mary Poppins bullshit?
Saving Mr. Banks?
Yeah, Saving Mr. Banks.
Wrong in all three cases.
Damn it! That was amazing.
The remaining three, according to them, are Total Recall.
Oh, that was shit.
With a K.
But also my favorite Colin Farrell movie and performance, In Bruges.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, In Bruges.
Very good. And
Lobster.
They went Miami Vice.
Yeah, why didn't you go the Lobster?
They're trying to make Colin Farrell look super shitty.
Yeah.
With these things. So stop doing that, IMDb.
Did any of you see Miami Vice? One, what? Two, three.
All right. Like, no, you don't need to be polling the crowd about things. Just gets everybody loose, thinks they can yell out Amy Adams whenever they feel like it.
My bad.
I wonder if there's somebody in the seat of the person who yelled Amy Adams, and like if that's, they're going to be like haunted by this spirit.
It was the guy that loves movies.
Forced to yell out. No, it was a lady.
No, it was the one that's sitting in the seat.
It's a lady that I probably lost as a fan that day. If she ever was. She might have just been... Oh, this is fun, speaking of polls. Applaud if you've never heard the Doug Loves Movies podcast. So that guy dragged you here?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that what happened over there?
Pissed.
You got dragged with somebody else?
Yeah, so I think that's what happened to the Amy Adams girl, is I think she was here with somebody, didn't know the format of the show, didn't know that I'd fucking flip a switch if you just yelled out the answer. And so she just was like, what the fuck is happening to me? Everywhere I've gone my entire life, I've got nothing but smiles from people when I yell Amy Adams. All right. So Carlos has 1 point, and Trey and Duddy don't have 1 point. Here's the new round. Buzz in with your own name when you think you know it. First movie, American Beauty. American, oh, I thought of a fun mashup. American Beauty Call.
Trey.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
You guys have obviously heard the show before.
What's your guess?
Kevin Spacey.
That's correct. All right, Trey, you get 3 more swings at Kevin Spacey.
Superman. Wait, no, that was a different...
People are laughing at you.
Yeah. Used to that. Yeah, holy shit, man.
You can't think of any?
I got the lockups on Kevin Spacey?
What about that one?
Fuck this.
There was just one that just came out where he was a cat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Well, yeah. Oh, this is really going to piss me off.
Oh, there was that one where he was like kind of a smooth guy and like, you know, talk people into whatever he wanted them to do.
Oh, yeah.
He was a really good talker.
Yeah. Usual Suspects. What was the one where he's in fucking space? That keeps popping. Wasn't he in space and something?
His name is Spacey.
No, I... Oh, yeah, never mind. Hang on. Driving Miss Daisy. And Pulp Fiction.
I thought I was being silly with that clue that like every movie he's in, he's like a smooth-talking guy who convinces people of things. But you did pick out one of them. You got Usual Suspects.
Oh, got that point. Yeah. Boom. Yeah, thank
you. But they also had L.A. Confidential and House of Cards from Netflix.
Frank.
Yeah. All right, so...
Duddy with nothing.
Just got the double.
Wow, why are you so aggressive?
I don't know, I got super cocky. It's going to bite me in the ass. I know it.
Damn.
I gotta play
we're outside getting high, saying to him, hey, you know, I'm not very good at this. You don't worry about it.
I'm not playing
Suck
one
it,
of
Duddy.
Your requests.
Yeah, what's up, bitch?
Whoa.
That one got a little better laugh, though, all right?
I'm going to have you kicked out tonight. Donnie. It's going to be just done.
Donnie. I donnied myself.
That's what this whole country should be saying.
All right. This is the third and final round. We'll have a tiebreaker if you guys happen to be tied.
I'll be surprised if I get 1 point.
You ready, Daddy?
I got faith in you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, man.
You were a second ago you called me a bitch.
Yeah, totally. Mind games, dude. Mind games.
Yeah, Trump went from this woman is horrible and nasty to we had a lovely conversation.
Yeah, man, I'm trumping you right now.
You got a very
how dare you say
no
that?
Idea what's nice going phone on. Call.
All right, Friends is the first credit for this person. Friends.
Duddy.
Duddy's gonna go for it.
Jennifer Aniston.
That's correct. Oh! Yeah. It could have been the guy who played Gunther.
That other dude.
Could have been me, but no, it was Jennifer Aniston. Name three more Jennifer Aniston's things. And she hasn't done any other series, really, so.
Wrong
movies.
Blair Witch 2.
Jennifer Aniston's in it!
Shit, what's that one? The Robertson, what's that movie? The Millers. Oh, she gave it to me. Yes,
don't
I was
help
going
him.
That. I was going there.
How
I was
dare
going
you?
There. I was going there. I was going there anyway.
Right after the Amy Adams story, she says says an answer.
Oh, there's got to be just so many more. What's the other
right?
one?
Don't ask the audience. You cheater.
I didn't ask. She just said, okay.
You dirty-headed cheater.
She felt bad because this guy's being a total dick to me, so she felt bad.
Wow.
Bitch.
Are you a musician too? Are you in the musician club?
I'm going to stop there. I got 2 points. I'm good.
Really?
First of all, I haven't even told you if We're the Millers is even right.
It is.
Meet the Millers, We're the Millers.
Oh, it's got to be on the list.
It's got to be in there in her top four.
Oh, yeah. You didn't say
it's
that.
It's not just name anything Jennifer Aniston was in. And if that were it, you should have done a lot better. But the ones that IMDb list are Iron Giant and Office Space.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Mike Judge getting some love.
Office Space is, you know, that's terrific. So, okay, so you got the 2 points. So now that means that Trey and Duddy are tied for 2 points apiece. Yeah.
Game
Carlos, I'm afraid you're in the basement with 1 point. So you just have to sit this next round out.
All right.
Because this is going to break the tie. Are you gentlemen ready?
Yeah.
The first title in this person's top four is Horrible Bosses. The second title this person is best known for, according to IMDb, Arrested Development.
I got Trey. Trey. Donnie! What?
What's your answer, Trey?
Jason Bateman.
That's correct. Jason Bateman.
Thanks, man. It was either him or home, dude.
Trey wins that game. That gives... We don't even need to have you name more Jason Batemans, but why not? Two more? Jason Batemans.
Horrible Bosses 2.
Okay.
And how about Return another one? Of the Horrible Bosses.
Another one.
I don't think that... I don't...
Why? Nobody was guessing shit until I talked about the time somebody guessed and I got mad, and now people are doing it. It's a very strange psychological game.
Yeah, man. Don't play the lead.
Wait, what'd you guess?
Silver Spoons.
Oh.
Damn, he won. He got that shit.
It's not a terrible guess. They went with Juno and Zootopia.
Okay, fair. Yeah. I wouldn't have gone with either of those, yeah. But fair. Whatever.
I'd like to see a combination of those movies called Zootopia.
I live there. It's called Brooklyn. Don't oh, have you been?
Okay. Let's play a round of how high can you get?
I don't like this one.
You don't?
No. Super.
This is the game, Duddy, where we are going to take from the audience. I've pre-selected somebody to tell us a genre of film. Like in your case, you would be very happy if they said horror, but I don't tell them ahead of time because it's fun for me to play along. And so we'll start with Trey, and then we'll go to Carlos, and then me, and then Duddy, and we'll just take turns. In the first round, you have to say a movie that fits that genre that only has one word in the title. Second round, two words, three words, etc. And we also rotate, we move who starts first each round so the same person doesn't have to go first every time.
Yeah, pay attention.
Oh, shit. Oh,
I don't think I've fucked it up too much so far, but it gets tricky. All right, so we'll start with Trey. Okay. In the genre... as suggested by, where is the person in the audience whose Twitter handle is SJSharks9? There he is.
Hockey fan.
He said that he had to drive 2 hours to be here today. From San Jose?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. And, all right, so I'm proud of you and... Happy.
There you go, man.
I've done the show in San Jose. I'd probably come back sometime. You were at the what?
Cobb show.
Cobb's in San Francisco?
Yep.
Oh, well, you're really a traveling man. Really getting around. So good for you. Hopefully the next time I'm in San Jose, there'll be somebody from Sacramento. I sincerely doubt that will happen. But here we go. What is your genre, sir? Disney?
Is that a genre? I don't think that's a genre, is it? Fuck
me. It's a hell of a lot of movies, that's for sure. It's a shit ton of movies you can pick from.
We're going with this?
What are we going to not go with it?
I'm game.
Just name a Disney movie that begins with... I mean, that only has one word in a title.
Cinderella.
All right. You know, in the first round, it's cute to mispronounce things, but...
Right, sorry. Sorry. Cinderella? Cinderella.
That's better,
answer.
Yes.
And then I gotta say two.
You're not one of the mice in the movie.
Oh, here comes Cinderella!
I hope you get 50 tweets about that.
Guth, guth. All right. Carlos.
And I just... Okay, so just...
Oh, wait, I gotta write that one down. Cinderella!
Oh, just one. I gotta say just one.
A one-word Disney title.
Up.
Yeah. Up, wow. Yeah. You fucking nailed it with that one.
Love Up. Cry right now.
You cry just thinking about it?
Fuck, man. Yeah, that first opening singles with the meat and the...
Yeah, no, it's one of the most depressing things ever put to film. Shit. It's no milk carton movie, but...
No Romanian girls walking on the street in the subways.
Depressing.
Poor Johnny Gosh.
All right. I'm going to go.
Oh, she
stop
said that, like,
talking
she
to the audience.
She. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she. She's the puppet.
I'm trying so hard not to talk to her. We're good.
All right. Enough talk about puppets. I'm going to go with Pinocchio.
All right.
A real boy spoiler.
I'm gonna go with
a
Dumbo.
Real boy spoiler.
Dumbo.
Dumbo, that's a great one. We could have gone just straight up just animated movies, but Disney, of course, has live action movies too. What are you doing, Trey? Oh, ordering a drink. That's cool. Just say it into the microphone.
I didn't want to.
No, you wanted for a second there look like you were trying to get answers from somebody.
Oh, sorry.
She's all.
That'd be blatant as fuck, man. I'm not that high. I'm good.
You're like, give me a two-word Disney movie. And a Tito's and soda.
I hope there's a two-word Disney movie written on the napkin.
Oh, you sneak. All right, so Carlos has to go first in this next round, and you have to come up with a two-word Disney title.
Finding Nemo.
Very good.
I'll cry right now.
Did you cry at Finding Dory?
No.
Oh, okay, well, I just said it. Daddy?
Snow White. Yeah? Yeah.
Capitalist.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That one doesn't count.
What's up?
You know what that movie's called.
I don't. Oh, yeah. Hey, he's serious as shit. He was serious as fuck. He didn't know at all. He's like, got me.
Damn, Carlos.
Fucking Little Mermaid. How about that?
Try another one. No, that's three words. Try Peter Pan is two words.
All right, fuck yeah, Peter Pan.
Okay, Peter Pan. Oh, Trey, look, your drink's here.
Cool.
Oh, I see what you're saying. And the seven dwarves.
Yeah.
I got it. Can I get a shot of Jameson?
Those goddamn dwarves. Those dwarves ruin everything. But they're going to come in handy when we get to five-word titles. Wait, six. You got a tour there, Trey?
The Sandlot? Was that a Disney one? Yeah.
You can't tap out this early.
I know, right?
Oh, you are an angel. Thank you.
Hang on.
That's a lot of shot.
Cheers, bud. Cheers, man. There wasn't a Disney movie named Cheers, Man, was there?
Expialifragilistic.
Mary Poppins. Thanks, Doug.
And we started with you, right, Carlos?
Yeah.
All right, so three words, starting with me. The Jungle Book.
Yeah. The Little Mermaid.
All right, I wish I had stolen that from you.
That was solid, dude.
Thank you.
Alice in Wonderland.
Shit.
Yeah, that was a good one.
All right, a three-word Disney flick.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's all right. It's cool, Doug. You don't give me any hints either, like you've been giving everybody else. It's fucking fine. It's fine. Okay. It's
Wait, cool. I gave somebody a hint on three words?
A three-word Disney movie. Any Disney movie.
Whereas Muppets movies are Disney, right? So like Muppets Most Wanted would count.
Yes. Yeah, then the Muppets Most Wanted.
Wait, is it The Muppets Most Wanted?
The Muppets Most Wanted, right?
The Muppets Most Wanted. Oh, yeah. Is it The Muppets?
But the movie's not called The Muppets Most Wanted.
Oh, the Muppet Movie.
The Muppet Movie. That also works.
Woo, that was a close one. Hey, I almost cried on that one, too.
Oh, no.
Man.
So now it's... Now it's me and four, or Duddy and four?
Duddy and four.
Oh, you can dodge that bullet.
Do it up, you got it.
No, I get to go last on this one. This is a tough one. I think I got one, though. No, I don't. I'll get it back.
The Frog Princess.
What?
The Frog Princess.
If there's no frog princess. There's a frog and a princess.
The frog and the prince. Right? Is that it?
Yeah, but that's way too many words, dude.
Just one too many.
Shit, man. I'm going to need another shot of Jameson. No, I'm kidding about that. Please don't. I will throw up. Wow.
So you're out? It's okay. We're going to play another game, so you can... It's okay to be out.
All right, I'm out.
All right.
Leave me alone.
Trey?
Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah?
Thank you, thank you. It was, we had a thing going.
Carlos?
Muppets.
Yeah, that was shitty that you guys gave him a clue by eating spaghetti until their mouths were touching.
Yeah, but it was cute as fuck. Did you see it? How could you not? It was great.
I'm going to stick with my theme of Muppets in Outer Space.
That's not a movie. Oh.
That's a movie?
Muppets in Outer Space? That'd be the Muppets in Outer Space.
Gonzo has to try to get home.
That one would have
I think you're
Muppets.
Right, but it's the Muppets.
Yeah.
That was the?
Yeah. A four-letter Muppet would be the Great Muppet Caper.
That's the one I was thinking about.
No. I think it's just Muppets in Space.
It's Muppets in Space?
Yeah.
Yeah, then I fucking won.
Muppets in Space is four words?
Muppets in... Oh, no, it's Muppets in Outer Space. It's in Outer Space. It has to be in Outer Space.
No.
Because they're not in inner space.
It doesn't...
I think it's just Muppets in Space.
I'm not sure exactly what space
it's in. All right, fuck it.
In.
Then I'll take a bow.
You do what?
I'll bow out.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
It's my turn? And you're not going to say the Great Muppet Caper?
I was going to, but then... Yeah, I'm going to say it. Fuck it. Great Muppet Caper. I'll stick around.
Great Muppet Caper. I'll say there was a Dick Van Dyke movie called Never a Dull Moment. Yeah, right?
Oh, that's right.
I'll go fucking deep. I don't give a goddamn. The world's just topsy-turvy right now.
No Disney musicals, though. Did they do any of those?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Mary Poppins is a musical, dummy.
Oh, no, I meant, you know what I meant.
All right, five words. Go, Trey, go.
Oh, shit.
Five words.
The Fox and the Hound.
Fuck!
Yeah!
Nice pull.
That's the only one in the chamber. I'm so fucked.
I'm a fox, crazy, and I'm a hound dog. Love that movie.
As you were counting, I was like, the fuck, and I was like, shit.
I got one. You out?
Oh, it's me. I gotta go. Okay, five. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Oh yeah.
That's six. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Oh, that's six.
Oh shit.
Next round. Next round. You got it.
Fucking rookie.
That's it. I'm done.
You're done?
I'm done.
Okay. I'm gonna go with. The computer wore tennis shoes.
Oh, shit.
There's enough people clapping that I'm going to buy that.
So now, which one of us has to start it? Did you start the last one?
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Carlos is out.
I'm out.
Yeah. Trey just said that?
Yeah.
All
right. Now you see him, now you don't. Six words.
Now you see him.
That's six.
Seven. Now you see them. Now you don't.
Oh, fuck.
I won.
Trey wins.
Holy shit, you guys. Wait, if I won two games?
You still haven't won the whole thing.
I know. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen because we're going to play Last Man Stanton.
This is tense.
It could all go in the shitter right here for me, Duddy.
It went in the shitter right when I woke up this morning.
Well, at least you got performing for me and Doug to look forward to later.
No, it's going to be just Doug, remember? People don't forget.
Damn.
Bitches don't forget.
Damn.
Okay, now there's going to be no one in the crowd.
So this game is somewhat similar, Duddy. What we're going to do is we're going to get the name of an actor or an actress from someone in the audience that I've pre-selected. And we'll start with Trey this time. And since we were going around that way, let's go the other way. So it'll be Trey, Duddy, me, Carlos. But if you can't think of one time during this next game, you can use a lifeline. And your lifeline is the person whose name tag you chose.
So now you're regretting choosing the donuts, aren't you?
I got this.
Yeah. So where's your person at? Where's your... Oh, actually, Duddy probably regrets picking that giant joint. Because her memory might not be so
Oh, that's
great.
A joint?
What Sandra? Do you think it was?
She looks like she's down with the movie.
You ready, Sandra? He might come to you, so
Oh,
good
I'm
luck.
Definitely going to be coming to you. Probably yeah. first round.
Right.
First round. He's coming right at you. But Trey will go first. And, so the person I chose from Twitter is someone named Ovacord? O-V-A-C-O-R-D?
Are you at the same table with San Jose, dude?
No, yeah, he's over there. What's Ovacord mean?
My last name is Cordova. It's just mixed.
Like your last name is Cordova? Was it taken? You just chose to mix up the letters anyway.
Pretty sneaky, sis.
Yeah, fun to explain for the rest of your days. What's your last name again?
Cordova.
Cordova. Ovacord. Ovacord. Cordova, Ovacord. Yeah. Sounds like a Phil Collins lyric. Well, it was Abacab. But anyway.
Or a new car.
In Genesis.
Huh? Come drive. Awesome. Come drive.
If you say Phil Collins, I will jump over the, I will jump over this swordsman and murder you. What do you got for us?
Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Wow.
One of my choices for president in 2020. If we're just going to go with famous people, we should start picking better. Just being famous is all it takes. All right. What do you got there, Trey, for The Rock?
Oh, shit, man. Furious 7? Was okay. that the name of it, right? But the
you wanted to get right out of the gate. You want to guess something you're not sure about.
Well, because they named all those movies something.
Do you want to go to your lifeline?
No.
Yeah, just name a movie that's got The Rock in it.
Yeah, I'm going to use my lifeline. Shit.
She's going Tooth Fairy.
The Tooth Fairy.
Oh,
tooth
come fairy. On. That was the one I was thinking of.
That's the only Rock movie you know?
I know another one, but I can't think of the name.
Oh, yeah, that was
Oh, my God.
I told you when you picked me, I'm like,
All right,
I'm not going to know shit
up here. The Tooth Fairy is what you're going with, Trey?
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking Dwayne Johnson, dude, really? All right.
Oh, shit. Give me a second here.
All right.
It's not called Walk Hard. What's that word?
Don't help him.
It's close. It's so close. Right? Is it close?
Don't help him. Don't say a word. I don't want anybody walking around here. I don't care how tall you are.
Walk tall?
What's that?
Walk tall? What? Oh,
I
shit.
I don't want anybody walking around.
Tribe. Yeah, walk tall. She's a chief, right?
He's a chief.
Lifeline, hook me up.
Walk tall.
What's that?
All right, do you want to use your lifeline?
Yeah, for sure.
Sandra, what do you got?
Walk strong.
Walk strong?
Man.
Wow. The Lance Armstrong story?
I thought she'd help you.
That's so funny.
You guys were made for each other, Sandra and Duddy.
I got you, Sandra. It's okay.
All right, so you guys are out. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Is that the first time the lifeline ever got someone out?
First round, yeah, probably. It's pretty extraordinary.
Yeah, it's great.
History-making moment.
All the time.
But this is the most satisfying part of this, is I'm next. Walking tall. Carlos?
Central Intelligence.
Yes!
Here we go again, man. Fuck. Fast and Furious 6. Faster and More Furiouser, whatever the fuck they named that piece of shit.
Whatever happened to Furious 7?
Well, I bailed on that because
I did.
Got
I know.
Little, yeah.
So
no,
which
a
one?
Furious Seven. I'm going with Furious Seven, dude.
Okay.
That was the name of that thing.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will take Pain and Gain.
Ah. I'll go with Southside Tales.
Ooh.
Yeah, you guys like that?
Esoteric
like that
shit.
Yeah. I fucking watch movies. I love them.
You saw that movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Holy
I almost cried.
Yeah. Okay. Same director as Donnie Darko, right?
Yeah, and then yeah. Like yeah, like Justin Timberlake was in it too.
Yeah, there you go. Though. Trey's thinking hard. Come up with another rock movie.
I'm trying to think of the real name of number six.
That was the Brazil one, right? Where the safe through the streets and the tank and shit. Fuck.
His cartoon movie, Moana, doesn't count yet because it's not open yet.
That's what I was going to say if I was playing with him.
Fucking Faster and More Furious, number six. I don't know. Yeah. Final answer. Fast and Furious 6.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fast and Furious 6.
Yeah. Thank God.
All right, I'm going to go with The Rundown.
Shit, he's getting everything in time. I'll go with Snitch.
Ooh.
Yeah, he was the snitch.
He is a fucking snitch, lady.
Yeah. I'm out. I got nothing.
Susan
spoilers.
Sarandon.
That's a spoiler. That's the whole fucking movie. It's not
Susan Sarandon was in that, right? Snitch?
Was she?
She was like his therapist or some shit.
Some shit.
Or a parole officer. Something. Trey?
Yeah. Hunt for Red October.
He did. It was very early on in his career. He was a submarine.
Yep. Look it up, you guys. No, not now. After.
Yeah, don't look it up now. Be cool.
Son of a bitch.
Carlos?
Shit.
Right?
There's one more out there. It's like
oh, there's a few out there.
And they're like these softball ones.
The Rock's been tearing it up.
Yeah, he has.
He makes movies and ballers.
Oh, you could say shit like that? You could say
no.
A TV show?
No.
Oh, it's
I'm
movies
just,
only. Right?
I'm just saying he's in Ballers.
Oh. Okay. He's balling out of control.
Yeah, there's a couple more kids ones in there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The kids ones and shit like that. Fuck.
What?
The journey to the. No, not that one.
Yeah, I know where you're headed.
But that's not the one because that's Brendan Fraser bullshit. How about the.
You got this?
The hunt, the fucking.
Were you going to say the Hunt for Red October?
Sorry, yeah. It got in my head. I looked at you. I was like, you got it. The Race to Witch Mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know where.
Wait, is that a Disney one too?
Yeah, it's a Disney one too.
Fucking A.
I was like, is he gonna get it? Is he gonna get smart?
Oh. There's another one where shit, there's a that kid in the fucking
right,
they're looking for gold and
they're
shit
like,
and it's Michael Caine's in it and he's like we got to find it's fuck what is it
yeah Michael Caine's all I just got a piece of the rock
and the kid from the fucking Hunger Games is in it too and it's fucking
Dirty
Rotten Scoundrels no
damn
it's
tough. Do I use your lifeline?
It's a part one and part two. Oh, that's why I got a lifeline, huh?
It's got a lifeline.
What's up, fucking crowbar? What's happening? Fuck yeah, I didn't sound
confident at all.
No, man.
Crowbar's got this.
Crowbar got it, because...
Gridiron Gang.
Dude. in clutch. He's clutch as fuck right there. That's Crowbar. That's my dude
that
right there.
That was good. That was good. I'm glad that you didn't lose because, you know, it'd be terrible if it was his fault. You know another terrible fault? San Andreas.
I'm gonna use my lifeline.
You already used it, sucker. All right. That's all you got. You got anything else?
I try to think.
Lay one more on me.
Yeah. Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Just think of him with his thing up. He wasn't in the first one.
Part two. That's what I'm saying. That's what I said. It was a sequel.
Right, but I don't know the actual title of it. Was it just Journey to the Center of the Earth Part Two, or did it have? It was like Journey to a Volcano's Butthole. It had some sort of full title.
Okay, yeah, I fucked up then.
I don't remember what it is. Let me see if I could throw one more in the mix, but I don't think I can. Yeah, I give up. There's probably more, though, but Carlos is our winner today, everybody. What amazing rock That's movies great. Did we miss?
Yeah.
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe, Scorpion King.
Scorpion King. Fuck me in the face. Shit. Which one? Mummy Returns. Fast Five. What was the one?
Reno 911, Miami Beach, or whatever that was called?
The Other Guys. That one too. Shit.
The Other Guys, yeah.
Boom.
What do you got to plug, Duddy? The Dirty Heads tour ends tonight. You gonna? You got anything coming up in the future?
Yeah, more touring. Always touring.
Yeah,
constantly
you guys
around.
Gonna go back out again soon?
Oh yeah, we'll be back out. We're gonna take about a 2-week break and then go back out. So.
Oh, all right. We'll go see out. Dirty Heads when they come to your town, you guys. Super fun show.
Thank you guys.
Jared Watson couldn't be here today, but he's been on Douglas movies before, and we'll be happy to see him again later tonight. And thanks for doing this, man.
Hey, thanks for having
Appreciate
me.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, that was fun.
Duddy. Do you like throwing donuts at people?
I fucking love throwing donuts.
Well, grab one of the trays of donuts and just chuck it at the audience.
Yeah.
Throw one on the ground.
Don't worry about that.
I got you.
Oh! Yeah. Nice. Oh, you get a rebate. Rebate. Throw it again. Hey, give me that Amy Adams. Give me that Amy Adams.
Yeah.
Trey, what have you got to plug?
For New York people, I'll be May 22nd at the Creek in the Cave and May 30th at Pete's Candy Store in Brooklyn. Oh, and Bye Bye Album, The Moronic, or Spotify, Rhapsody, all that shit. Trey Sucks on Twitter, Trey Galley Instagram, on Instagram. Oh, and I'll be in Tennessee around Christmas. That's it.
Boom.
I love this new game where people are trying to bat them down.
Was great.
Who wants an old fashioned?
Coconut? Who likes coconut? Seriously, don't fuck with me
chocolate,
if you don't like coconut.
Chocolate.
Yeah?
Oh.
All right.
That's ridiculous.
Carlos Rodriguez, what do you got to plug?
I'll be here at the Sacramento Punchline December 16th to the 18th. Yeah. And then I'll also be at Laughs Unlimited the Christmas weekend. Yeah. So you can find me there. Find me at Carlos Comedy on Twitter. And Instagram and CarlosTheComic.com.
It sucks when the receiver isn't looking. Thank you, Carlos Rodriguez. Here, slice this one in half, swordsman.
Boom.
Oh, this is so much fun.
Rebate!
It almost went back in my box. Get that lady.
Oh.
Oh, man. All right. I had something to plug here, too, I think. Come get your prizes. The person that, who won? Carlos was playing for
Crowbar.
Crowbar.
Got a Super Nintendo and shit.
It's all for you. I don't need your shit, Ed. You won. Nobody cares what you're mad about. And does Sandra, does your joint have a shithead on it?
Yes, it does.
Oh, goody. Pass that on over. From Humboldt. Okay. Oh, I found it. It's 6 hours from Humboldt? Holy shit, that 2-hour guy got nothing on you. Sorry, San Jose. yeah, just walk off whenever you feel like it. Speaking of San Francisco and how close it is, I'm doing stuff at the SF Sketch Fest in San Francisco in January, and they're going to be announced, all the shows are going to be announced this Friday, November 18th. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Thank you to the Punchline, my guest, Duddy Bushnell, Carlos Rodriguez and Trey Gallion, and as always, Lyle Chan is a shithead.
Hate Lyle Chan.
Fuck that guy.
Two or three people here who hate Lyle Chan. And cherry pickers are shitheads.
Hey, if you're hearing this ad, you're trying to decide what podcast to listen to next. And I've got the one. Secrets, Crimes, and Audio Tape is an audio drama told week after week. They feature stories about crime, love, mystery, or conspiracy with actors you know and love. Some are dramas, some are comedies. The latest episode is a musical satire of Serial that's more addicting than the original. Make sure you don't miss a single episode. Subscribe to Secrets, Crimes, and Audio Tape on iTunes, Stitcher, Wondery.com, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And subscribe now at smarturl.it/SCA. Until next time.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.